Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling in from about 2,600 meters in the village of Getlen in Nepal here today on our pretty big walk. And it indeed was a pretty big walk today. We came over another pass, and at that pass point, we got to see much of the view that we missed yesterday when we weren't able to get up early in time to end when it was stormy up on our last pass. So this pass provided an amazing, momentous view of the Langtang Range. And sitting here in camp at the moment, we have a little bit of a high perch, and every once in a while, some of the massive peaks of the Langtang peak out, including one of the most largest. We're still learning the names, but there's some big, fluffy cumulus, maybe some cumulonimbus clouds over in front now, but earlier in the day, there was a complete view of the entire Langtang. So that was pretty exciting, since that's where we're headed next. You may not be able to hear it because it's somewhat faint in the background, but there is a cuckoo bird cuckooing. So cuckoo, cuckoo, we heard it often coming down through the forest. And a highlight of today is we actually got to see our first cuckoo bird that wasn't in the cuckoo clock. And it was about the size of a small kind of a pigeon, was actually on an electrical wire. But they make their cuckoo sound. They say their name at kind of regular intervals. And so if you cut the timing right, it's like you can cuckoo back and forth, even though I think it's just cuckooing all on its own. The other thing I'm seeing from my vantage point is a bunch of prayer flags. We are camped beside a natural wetland here in Nepal, which we don't necessarily see that often. Unfortunately, the name on the signage is obliterated, so I can't tell you its name, but it's pretty amazing. There's a Hindu temple and some Buddhist pagodas and many, many prayer flags. So it's a important spiritual significant spot for folks, as well as an important source of water. And some natural medicinal plants grow there. And we can hear a lot of birds around us, I think, because of the conservation of that wetland right behind from where we're camped. And it pecked a little bit as with rain as we came into camp, and we thought we'd have the usual pattern, but right now we're sitting out in the sunshine, feeling nice and warm. We've got clothes drying that we washed yesterday, and feeling like we've got the greatest little perch on the prettiest little walk going at the moment. So having a fine time. Had a bit of a struggle for me today just getting up the pass. It was one of those days where altitude kicks your butt, and all you can do is slow down and go step by step, which is what I did. So we went up about 600 meters, and then we came down about, how many meters? A lot of meters. I looked to Marion to get the number, and it was a lot. About 1,000 meters, so knees, hips, ankles, bunions, all are a little sore from that, and we will repeat that again tomorrow. As we hit down to Sibu Besi, we have another 1,000 meters to lose tomorrow. Some road walking today, but actually a lot of the previous trail was still existing. And as always, no matter what direction you go over pass, you always think that's the best one. So we were quite happy to go over our pass today and thinking we would want to have to go up it. But our friends, of course, Carm and Ray, went up it the other direction. We're just traversing that. Tomorrow we'll mark the end of our Gamesh Himal traverse. And then we'll be getting new supplies and getting ready to head up the Langtang to do our Langtang traverse. So that's the scoop from today from Cuckoo 1 and Cuckoo 2. Signing out here from the pretty big walk. Thanks a lot for the messages, Alex and Sarah, and happy birthday, Alex. Your mom loves you, and I was glad you're born. And thanks, Sarah, for the update, and thanks, Karen, for letting me know that hockey at the World Cup didn't go our way this time for the women. All right, take care, everybody. Talk to you from tomorrow. Bye.